Trump admin. Looking to investigate SJSU, open over Title IX violations after trans athlete scandals. By Warner Todd Houston on February 6, 2025. The Trump administration is turning its attention to two major universities under suspicion that the schools may be violating the new Title IX rules excluding transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. Both San Jose State University and the University of Pennsylvania are well known for their support of transgender athletes. And now that President Trump has signed his executive order essentially banning male-born athletes from competing in women's sports, the Department of Education is following up by scrutinizing these two schools and their practices concerning trans athletes. The Department of Ed is also probing the actions of the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association for the same reason, Fox News reported. Pursuant to President Trump's Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports executive order yesterday, the U.S. Department of Education today announced investigations into two educational institutions and an athletic association where violations of Title IX have been reported, the Department of Ed said in a statement on Thursday. President Trump's executive order Keeping Men Out of Women's Sports is a promise to women and girls. This administration will not tolerate the mistreatment of female athletes. The University of Pennsylvania, UPenn, became infamous for allowing a transgender swimmer named Leah Thomas to compete on its women's team in the NCAA championships in 2022, winning some and placing in other categories. As much as anyone, Thomas is at the center of the launch of the Save Women's Sports movement, which rose up to oppose his competition in the award of medals and trophies at NCAA events. More recently, late last year, San Jose State University came under fire for allowing trans player Blair Fleming to play on its women's volleyball team. This sparked a revolt inside the school's team and caused multiple rival teams to boycott games against the California team. UPenn and SJSU have been the target of lawsuits by women who oppose the schools and their trans-friendly rules. The NCAA has also been taken to court for allowing trans athletes to compete in women's sports. As to the Massachusetts Interscholastic Athletic Association, it is involved in lawsuits after a trans athlete caused serious injury to a female player during KIPP Academy Lynn girls basketball game last February. The Trump administration is putting the whole of school sports on notice that it will not sit by and allow schools to violate the new policies banning trans athletes from women's and girls' sports. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston. Or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.